My name is John Erling, and today's date is February 8th, 2023. Linda, would you state your full name, please?
Linda Stone Callery.
Your birth date and your present age?
August 15th, 1953. I'm 69.
Does that hurt to tell you that?
Yes. Because in a few months, I won't be in the 60s anymore.
And one day, you'll wish you were that age.
That's right.
Where are we recording this interview?
At the Willard Stone Museum in Locust Grove, Oklahoma.
Where were you born?
Pryor Creek, Oklahoma.
Okay. Your mother's name?
Sophie Irene Coger Stone.
Where was she born and grew? Where did she grow up?
She grew up and was born in Kingston, Arkansas.
What was her personality like?
Well, thankfully, she had a really good sense of humor. And Dad did, too. But Mom had a really good sense of humor. They were both really hard workers because they both, of course, grew up in the Depression. And they were all come from very poor families. But they moved from Arkansas to Oklahoma and then settled here in Locust Grove. Her mom's family did.
Her family, right. Mm-hmm. How did your father and mother meet?
They met at a honky-tonk in somewhere down around Oktahaw, between Oktahaw and Muskogee. That's where they had a honky-tonk, and Mom loved to dance, and I can't see Dad dancing, but apparently he did. So
you're going to have to tell everybody what a honky-tonk is.
Well, a honky-tonk is what would you call it today?
It's probably a bar that had dance floor.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was, a bar with a dance floor, a saloon-type place,
I guess. Many interesting characters there, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
All right, then your father's name?
Jess Willard Stone. He was named after, there was a boxer back in that time. Dad was born in 1916, February 29th, 1916, so he's a leap baby. And his dad loved the boxer, Jess Willard, and that's who he named him after. Dad was the baby of the family.
And why did they choose calling him Willard?
I don't know that. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he didn't like Jess and he changed it to Willard. I don't know. But right. He's always been called, all his family called him Willard. So
then he was born in?
Oktahaw.
Oktahaw. And where is Oktahaw?
It's about 11 miles south of Muskogee.
And then he was born, as you said, February 29th, 1916. And then when did he die?
He died March the 5th, 1985.
And how old was he?
69.
Before we get into his work, what was his personality like?
Well, he and Mom both had a really strong sense of humor, and he just joked a lot. He did a lot of joking around, and I mean, you know, he had his angry moments, which we all did, I guess, but he was just a strong worker, hard worker with a great sense of humor. That's how I'd describe him.
Yeah. So then how many children?
They had 11.
11 children?
They raised 10. One of my oldest brother died as an infant.
So of the 10, are they all living? No.
There's 7 of us left.
Right.
My oldest sister, and then Jason, he was the fourth one. And then my brother just under him, Danny, they've all passed. Mm-hmm. So Danny, Jason, and Irene, and then Grant was the one that died as an infant.
Your father then grew up in Oktahaw?
Yes.
He went to school?
In Oktahaw.
They had a high school there?
Yes, but he quit school at 13 because he had had the accident lost his fingers.
And tell us about that accident.
He was walking home from school one day, and he was walking through the field, and he picked up this little round shiny cap. And happened to be a dynamite cap, and he took it home and lit a match to it. You know, he was 13, boy. And anyway, it blew off these 3 fingers on his right hand, and he was right hand dominant. So he just had stubs here, and then it injured his face and his stomach. And there just happened to be a plastic surgeon in Muskogee at the hospital emergency room that day that would come down like once a month to work with the indigent people. And the day that happened, he was there at that hospital. And he took care. He couldn't, of course, save the fingers, but he took care of the face injury and the stomach injuries. So anyway, he lost those three fingers at 13, and that he quit school then because he got depressed and because he thought that took away his lifelong dream to be a painter. He wanted to be a painter.
So that was planted in him from a young boy then. He enjoyed, because he was painting then up until that time.
Well, he would, you know, they were very poor. They were a sharecropping family. And his dad died when he was a year and a half old from the Spanish flu that came through in 1917-18. His dad died from that, and they were sharecropping at the time. And so he lost his dad at one and a half. The sharecropper that owned the land, his mom had already paid cash to rent, you know, to pay her part of the sharecropping. And the owner decided that they could not bring in the crop. And so he had two hirelings that... He wanted them to get rid of dad's mom and family off the property because he didn't think they could bring in the crop. And she refused to because, you know, she'd already paid cash to rent the place, and plus she had these kids to raise, you know. The first thing, he sent his hirelings to harass them and tell them to move and everything, and she refused. And then one morning they went out to their well to draw water, and then when they pulled the bucket up, there was a bottle of strychnine in the bucket. Well bucket. They thought when they threw it in, it'd break on the rocks, you know, and contaminate the well and get rid of them. You know, he's had a hand watching over him forever. And then, so that happened. And then.
So that you're talking about Willard's parents.
Willard's, it was just his mom because his dad had already passed. Okay. Mom and the six kids. Mm-hmm. There was seven kids. The oldest one had died. But so mom and six kids were to bring in the crop. And so after that, they had been down working, clearing land one day, and they all come in. It was cold, and they were really tired, and they lived in a little two-bedroom sharecropper house. And that night, everybody was so tired and cold, they just kind of laid around the stove and went to sleep. Well, that night, the hirelings for this man threw a bomb on dynamite on the house, and it landed on the room where Dad and his brothers would have been sleeping. But they did not that night. So, you know, he's been protected because he had such a gift, you know. So, and then after that, you know, his mom married a couple of times. And the first guy she married wanted her to get rid of her kids. He had kids of his own, so he wanted her to get rid of her kids.
Which was included Willard then.
Well, he said she could keep Willard and the little one next to Dad. And then, so she left, divorced him, and then he married again. And the guy had a son Dad's age, and they did not. So he left home and went to live with his oldest sister and really lived there off and on until he went to back home.
Willard left to live with his older sister.
Mm-hmm. So he went through all that. During that time at 13 is when he lost his fingers. And then so you can see how he was protected, looked over all those years.
Yeah, not by humans.
No, this is a God thing. He knew where his gift come from.
Protected,
he really did.
That gift was protected.
Mm-hmm.
So he was drawing then at the age of a young...
Any time he could find any kind of paper, whether it was a paper sack from the grocery store, his mom would save up scraps of paper and get him pencils and colors wherever she could find them. And he, from little, he was, all he wanted to do was be like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. That was what he, in fact, my youngest brother, his name is Michael da Vinci Stone. I told him, I said, you have a lot to live up to.
Right.
But anyway, those were Dad's heroes. And when he lost his fingers, he got really depressed because he couldn't paint.
Yeah.